March 23rd, City Council Meeting 2021 to order. And just for the record, all votes will be roll call. We still under the governor's emergency order, which allows some members to zoom in. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we'll go to the next most important item, roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milshewski. Plocher?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Not there.
Tarulis?
Here.
Peterson is absent. We have a quorum.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Is Joel with us? Joel is with us. I heard Joel off somewhere.
Yeah.
Joel's like hiking or something like that. It's crazy. What are you, Mount Everest or something, Joel?
This is part of a battleship.
The USA Gateway, sir. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Well, welcome. Okay, so I have no amendments to the agenda. I see no one else does. We have no presentations. We do have a public hearing. So this time I will open the public hearing for the proposed budget for fiscal year 21 and 22. Public hearing is now open. I will look for comments for anyone present here in the chambers. Anyone want to comment on the proposed fiscal year 21-22 budget? Okay, hearing none from in the chambers. Is there anyone on Zoom who would like to comment on the proposed budget? Okay, I hear no comments. I will close the public hearing for the budget. Thank you very much. Are there any citizen comments on any items on the agenda? I'll start with people here in the chambers. It's amazing. This is a big crowd we've had over here. It's fantastic. There's no one in the chambers looking to speak. Is there anyone on Zoom who would like to speak? Any citizens who would like to speak on the agenda?
Good evening, all. This is Casey from Solar. I just wanted to attend this meeting, let all of you know that I sincerely appreciate how hard all of you work and what you do for this city to keep things moving forward. That's my only comment, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pasola. Now, this isn't normally a give and take, but I will say flattery gets you nowhere, but thank you very much.
Of course.
Any other comments on the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, this is the first time I'm attending. My name is Stephanie Kegabai. And I'm extremely honored to be part of City Council and what's open to the public. And I appreciate everything that everybody here has done for the city of Yorkville. Thank you.
We thank you for your comments as well. Are there any other members in Zoom or residents or citizens in Zoom would like to speak? Fantastic. That's also the most common we've had a long time. Fantastic. And to Ms. Milshewski's favorite part of the agenda, are you making a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Mr. Koch, and that is for the minutes from the March 9th meeting and the bill totaling $916,945.69. I'll take your roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. Okay, we have the mayor's report. First thing again, as I like to do, is mention some items that aren't listed. I want to say again, I appreciate the council, your support, and the staff for the vaccination clinic. I took a little screenshot today from the Illinois Department of Public Health website, and they've got different things out every day. Let me see if I can find this document. It would be easier to. I'm not too fancy with this camera here. And it's not an Apple, it's a Samsung. Wait a second, that's my kids. Well, anyway, show us number two. Show us the second county in the state. What's that?
Second county in terms of vaccine?
Yeah, percent. And it showed us for the 65 and older. We were right at the top. So we're doing a fantastic job. And again, that's because there's no doubt in my mind, because the effort we work combined with the health department and then the schools, Yorkville School, Oswego School, and the vaccination clinic. And we're gonna get federal reimbursement for that. That's my goal.
Who was for me?
Peoria County.
Oh, okay.
I know. I had to be an error in reporting. Absolutely. That's what they call fake news. So anyway, thank you very much for that. That's fantastic. Next we have proclamation for National Library Week. So we got a whole gang from the library here. Excellent. So I will read, I don't know if I'll read every word, there's a lot of whereases, but I will read a good portion of this. Whereas libraries of all types are at the heart of their cities, towns, schools, and campuses serving their communities. Whereas libraries are accessible, inclusive places that foster a sense of belonging and community. Whereas today's libraries and their services extend far beyond the four walls of a building and everyone is welcome to use the resources. Whereas for people lacking broadband at home, libraries provide access to computers, Wi-Fi, and printers. Whereas libraries strive to develop and maintain programs and collections that are as diverse as the populations they serve and ensure equity of access for all. Whereas libraries offer opportunities for everyone to explore new worlds and become their best selves through access to technology, multimedia, content, and educational programs. Whereas to adapt to our changing world, libraries are expanding the resources and continuing to meet the needs of their patrons. Whereas libraries, librarians, and library workers are joining library supporters and advocates across the nation to celebrate National Library Week, now therefore I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, proclaim April 4th through April 10th, that's next month, so you can all go to the library then, as National Library Week. During this week, I encourage all residents to visit their library in person and online to access resources and services. Because of you, libraries transform lives and communities. And I dated this, or I signed this today, March 23rd, 2021. So thank you very much. Who wants this? This goes to the library. That's fantastic. Thank you all for coming. This is, you've done every meeting.
We have a fee.
You want a new picture?
We have a fee. You want that?
What's that?
We have a fee. For us to come every
fee, I get it. Fee. We want to do it up here? Or you want to do it over here? What do you want to do?
You're the boss.
Jim, you want to get it?
He's going to make sure that I'm seeing.
Oh, well, no, that's fine. Thanks for coming. I might see you all again next month. You stay on my tongue. Smile with your
eyes.
Oh, wait, there's
one
over here.
Come
on.
I'm here for my scrapbook.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was fantastic. Yep. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. My God, you could have stayed longer. What?
You're able to really dance with you guys.
Yeah. They don't tell me that, but thank you. Excellent. Okay. Fantastic. That was nice. It was a year ago when we started canceling meetings on it, so it's kind of a one-year anniversary. Okay, next. Oh, this is exciting. Next, I'm looking for, or do we can approve this? We can approve it. It's more than 25 grand, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. I'm looking for a motion to approve a one-year contract for fireworks displays through Mad Bomber Fireworks Productions, LaPorte, Indiana, in the amount of $34,800. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Plocher?
Second.
Second, Mr. Perulis. Thank you. So this is the same company that we've been using for years, and we had a bid, and it was so competitive, they're the only ones who came back with a bid. So this is actually the same pricing that we paid this year. Now this includes 4th of July, we did the holiday one the week before Thanksgiving, and then we added this year, we added the St. Patrick's one just last weekend, or I guess it's 2 weekends ago, right? Wow, time flies. So people seem to enjoy that, and that's what this proposal is. So I'm open to any questions or comments. Mr. Funkhauser.
Just one. We went out to bid for this. There was only one bidder. Did we see any type of a cost savings or benefit going to bid?
Not over the 2020 prices, no.
Over other prior years?
Over prior years? No, I believe generally they held the price for a few years in a row.
Like a lot of work to get the same number.
Well, this is a great question. No, we haven't done it in a while.
Yep. And I did not understand. I'm surprised there was no one else. So either it's a really good bid that they've been working with, or there's no interest from others around the area, I think.
Yeah, it was open. I know that we solicited with other companies, but this one replied.
You could start up your own firm.
Looking at those insurance requirements, oh heck no.
Maybe that's right on one. Okay. Any other questions? Good questions. Real good questions. We've asked the same ones. None out there? Okay. We'll take a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you all. And I know the public loves them, so it's fantastic. Oh, next. Ha! I'm going to take about an hour break now because I'm going to turn someone. Mr. Plocher from Public Works Committee Report. He only has 13 items, and one of them has A, B, C, and D.
Oh, yes.
My gosh, that would be like 16 or 17 if we had them all up.
I know you don't like things on consent agenda, so here we go.
Well, somebody's going to require some very important discussion.
Like the first one, the motion to approve the water department reports for September, October, November, December 2020, and January 2021.
Motion by
second.
Second? Can't be roll call. Sorry. Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Really?
Frieders?
Yeah.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Next one's really exciting.
A, motion to approve a resolution authorizing accepting of a bid from Deconstruction Inc. for the 2021 Road to Better Road program in the amount not to exceed $875,885.67 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Thank you. $857. Thank you. For a second. I got to give it to Mr. Funkhauser. Right. It was like a stereo. That was awesome. So, Brad or Eric, why don't you real quickly just kind of, which roads is this so the public can understand?
Sure. So, good evening. These areas for remade are mainly concentrated south of the river in the older part of the community, particularly west. Most of them are west of 47. We can have a couple streets east of 47, Eustis and Mill. We are also looking at a couple streets further to the south, like Greenwire Road being one, Beaver Streets, and then Colonial Parkway as well. So there are detailed maps in the packets, and certainly they'll be on the city websites.
And Brad, I think When we discussed this earlier, you expect, assuming we approve this tonight, construction will start in May and should go through sometime in July?
Yes, that is correct, Mayor.
Fantastic. Other questions or comments? Mr. Transier.
Is there a reason Garden Street is not included in some of the roads that need to be repaired? I don't know if anyone put down that road to allow the rebar coming out of the junctions between asphalt and concrete driveway lifts.
So I can answer that. These streets were selected last fall. So I know Eric is going around looking and investigating several streets. There have been a few areas of failure. We are looking at possibly adding on some additional streets to put in their direction. So that's something we'll definitely take a look at. We'll plan on having some more discussion at the April Public Works Committee meeting, and we'll make sure that's on the list.
Thank you.
Eric, anything you want to add?
Garden Street is one of the targets for patching as well this year, for hot patching.
Excellent, thank you. Other questions or comments? Mr. Culp?
One quick question, Eric. Can the arm sheen lay down more just patch?
Yes and no. It can. If
for like the Garden Street?
We would have to have trucks deliver to us. We don't have the trucks for it, so that's where we might do it.
Questions, comments, others? So we're hoping next month they have like 37 items on your agenda. So
I'm looking for 38.
So. Okay, I like that. It's a good number. 39. Roll call, please.
Chiroulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski? Funkhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
A, motion to approve the 2021 Road to Better Roads Program Professional Service Agreement, Construction Engineering, and Authorized the Mayor and City Clerk to execute.
Second. By Mr. Transier. And this just relates back to what we just approved, correct?
Yes.
And what's the estimated amount on this?
It is $66,291 cost estimate, set with hourly rates.
Excellent, thank you. Any other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski? Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chiroulis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. A motion to approve a resolution authorizing and accepting the bid from Phillips Excavating Inc., Rockford, Illinois, for the Elizabeth Street and Apple Tree Court water main improvements, the amount not to exceed $600,295.12, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Mr. Chiroulis. Okay. Now this one, Brad, Eric, I think you said this one is going to go approximately June through September for the whole project, including the redoing of the road?
It will be the whole summer season, yes.
Okay. Questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chiroulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right, now for the engineering agreement for that for $68,791. Make a motion to approve the Elizabeth Street and Apple Tree Court Water Main Improvements Professional Service Agreement, Construction Engineering, authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Mr. Culp. Any questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chiroulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you.
And our engineering agreement for a little over $57,000. A, motion to approve the agreement for professional services for Kennedy Road and Mill Road intersection improvements and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Mr. Crow, thank you. Any questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders? Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. One thing I didn't add to that, we expect construction on that next year. Brad mentioned that we're hoping to piggyback with the county's improvement of the Kennedy Road and Blaine intersection. So that's what our hope is. Thank you.
Hey, motion to approve an ordinance approving the plan of easement Hartman Circle 1162 Spring Street and authorize mayor and city clerk to execute.
Your second.
Second.
Mr. Funkhauser. Now this is an easement that has not been used. And petitioner requested that we did this. Any questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Here's proof that sometimes your studies actually get you a stop sign. Approving an ordinance amending the traffic schedule and index Fremont Street and Sonic Street and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Transier. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And I will say for that one, there are some new neighbors in the area who really are grateful for that. Thank you.
A motion approving Engineering Enterprises Inc. hourly rate as specific in the 2021 standard schedule of change effective as of May 1st, 2021.
Second, anyone?
Sorry.
Mr. Koch. Discussion? Questions, comments, Mr. Funkhauser?
I brought this up in committee, I'm going to bring it up here. So last year there was no increase, or I should say, in our current calendar year, there was no increase. So this increase is going to actually be a cost savings if we're not having 3% last year, 3% this year. So all in all, it's actually better. It is good for them to keep up with the rates. So while some of these rates may seem a little high, 4 or 5+%, it's actually more beneficial since they get skipped a year in terms of their increase last year.
Other comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
A, motion to approve a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement providing for joint water source studies among the Village of Oswego, the United City of Yorkville, and the Village of Mount Carmel, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. To approve the contribution to Oswego amount of $58,650.92 for backstop wind and water study, and authorize the use of the attorney as a special counsel, and approve the contribution to Oswego in the estimated amount of $4,000 for legal work already performed.
Any discussion? Questions, comments? So what this is for the public, we know we need to do something about our long-term water supply. And this will allow us to have one more set of eyes look at a potential option of Lake Michigan Water via Joliet. And we know the long-term costs between the three municipalities is going to be well in excess of $100 million. Capital could be $150 to $200 million. So I think the staff and the council here is very supportive of having another set of eyes look at this. And let's look at some different options. So I appreciate everyone on this. So,
Mayor.
Yes.
On this topic, how soon do we expect to have additional information to us? I believe the Joliet decision is in May, is that correct?
The Joliet City Council is asking for a commitment from the towns, I would say a soft commitment by summer, with the final agreement being approved by the end of the calendar year. Those type deadlines are relatively flexible, depending on how many partners join, plus the discussions get, et cetera. Our Yorkville timeline is to review a supplemental engineering study proposal from EEI at the April Public Works Committee meeting, which will then allow us to update the cost estimates for some of the options that are not part of this Oswego report, and then take those options along with the Oswego options, have the discussion as a group this summer before we give the up or down decision on going with Joliet. And then if we vote to approve Joliet at some point here in the fall, then we would proceed down that path. And if we don't, the timing is up to us depending on how sustainable our water source is with our wells. So that conversation, if we don't go with Joliet, can occur over the next several months after that.
Mr. Trangier.
I know that there's no one in here really paying attention, but the people who are going to read about this and maybe listen to this, what's going on, might take a deep breath about the costs that this might be. But I think our goal as a council, first is public safety, but second is providing water for the citizens of Whittier. Because without water, nothing else is going to matter. If those wells run dry in 20 years, what are you going to do? You know? So, I mean, as a whole, this is one of my foremost priorities, getting a long-term plan for water for this year. I think this is a great step in the right direction.
Thank you. Mr. Cope.
The other thing I would add to that is, actually, it's not letting it dry, it's the arsenic in the bottom quarter of it. So that's the big thing. It's, you got to think about what you're drinking.
Does that come from Fermi Lab?
No, that's from your time, right?
There are water quality issues in Fermi Lab. Yeah. If not water quality, it's definitely more expensive to pump.
That's pizza entry.
Other questions or comments from council? Anyone in Zoom? Roll call, please.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Trancier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Now to back that up, a motion to approve a resolution in support of the Wayland Mayor's Challenge for the Water Conservation and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second. Second by Mr. Trulis. Aaron, are you out there?
I am, sir.
Oh, there you are. Would you like to just talk about this briefly?
Yeah, so this is the fourth year that we've done this challenge as a city. It is a national challenge where we ask our Yorkville residents to go online and pledge to be more water wise. So you do this by answering a series of questions. It takes less than probably 2 minutes, and hopefully you learn some energy and water saving tips to keep the world a better place. Last year we did put 8th in the nation for our population category, and I think that's a huge pat on the back to us, because our residents want to be more water wise and more environmentally conscious.
Questions or comments from Aaron? Questions or comments at all? Roll call, please.
Trancier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Hey, motion to approve a resolution authorizing the disposal of personal property owned by the city-owned vehicles and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
All right, second by Mr. Cole. Questions or comments? So, Eric, this is two water trucks and a John Deere tractor. Is that, did I write those ones down correctly?
There's five trucks in total, I believe. That we kind of had two sitting in the back lot, two that we replaced, one street truck, and then the tractor.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
So, I'm good with the disposal. That's all going into the public works capital going when it's done.
Yes, absolutely.
Good question. Except the tractor, that's actually part of the trade.
Okay, good clarification, thank you.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yes, yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Now the last, but I would say the most important motion I'm going to make is a motion to authorize the Public Works Director to purchase the following equipment. John Deere 4066R loader from AHW LLC of Elbert, the amount of $44,414.47. Peterbilt 348 chassis from JX Truck Center, Rockford, Illinois, in the amount of $93,533. Outfitting of the truck with the equipment as described in the quote number 2103326 from Linden Equipment Sales of Merleville, Illinois, Indiana, in the amount of $113,063, as herein set forth for delivery after May 1st, 2021, and purchased through Sourcewell Contract.
Mr. Second?
Second.
Mr. Frieders, thank you. Okay, any discussion, comments?
So this is bringing on one truck that we need. Probably will not be in service for this next winter, but we're gonna try to get that going. Just to point out that obviously the equipment for this thing is more than the truck itself, but this truck does not have a bed or fine. There's a stainless steel bed, is that correct?
That's correct.
A dump bed for it with all the equipment, so plow and everything else. So that's why the truck is less expensive than the equipment. So keep that in mind. I don't want to think, oh my gosh, we're spending overkill on equipment. Now, to outfit the truck properly, that's it. So this adds one to our fleet, so from where we are today.
That is correct.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Oh, yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Plocher?
That is all.
You did very commendable. Thank you. Economic Development Committee report. Is there any report?
No committee report.
You're still awake out there?
Yes.
Excellent.
Got my coffee here, guys.
Public Safety Committee report. Seaver.
A motion to approve an ordinance amending Title 3, Chapter 3 of the Code of Ordinances, creating a new liquor license class and fee movie theater, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by, I heard Mr. Transier first. That's at satellite delay, where it has to bump up to the satellite back. Okay, as this says, it creates a license for a movie theater. That was a request we had. Are any questions or comments on this? Ms. Milshewski.
We did not change it from the committee. My recollection of the question of the committee was more what the ending time was, And I don't recall a request for a change necessarily.
Okay.
Mr. Cole.
Just a question, where are they at now as far as reopening? I was one of the ones that we were really taking a hit.
I don't know if they've announced the date yet, and I don't know if there's anybody else that's on the Zoom that might
yes.
have that information.
Ryan from NCG is present via Zoom if you have any questions for him.
Yeah, I'm just curious their status with the COVID when they reopened and stuff. I thought they were here.
NCG, if I may.
Yes, please. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for considering this. It's been a heck for us, but we're back open. We're happy to be back open, and including a number of you that attended our meeting. We thank you for that. And to address the question of the length of time, we stopped all 15 minutes after our last show. Those are our last shows at 9:45. We would stop all concessions at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Other questions? That's very nice of you to join. Ms. Milchewski.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
No.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes, I'm sure.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else for public safety? Seaver? Anything else for public safety?
Pardon?
Anything else for public safety?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. And I still like that mask, Seaver. Next, we have admin committee, or I'm sorry, administration committee. Mr. Funkhauser.
All right. First item, treasurer's report. Take a motion to approve the treasurer's report from February 2021.
So moved.
Second by Mr. Plunger. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Mr. Funkhauser, please.
All right, insurance renewals for fiscal year 2022. Make a motion to approve a contract for the renewal of existing HMO and PPO plans with Blue Shield Blue Cross to approve a contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the dental plan, to approve a contract with Lincoln Financial for life insurance, to approve a contract with Dearborn National, DCVS, for a vision plan, to approve employee HRA card amounts in the same amount as FY 2021, and to authorize non-union employee contribution percentages in the amount of 10.5% for HMO coverage and 12.5% for PPO coverage, and with the union employee contribution rates in the amounts as authorized by the police department and public works union contracts.
Second.
That was a mouthful. Thank you very much. So these rates are actually a little bit down from last year, is that correct?
Yeah, by almost 5% from last year.
Very nice. Excellent. Questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right. Water, sewer, and road infrastructure fee renewal. I make a motion to approve an ordinance amending the infrastructure maintenance fee for water and sanitary sewer service, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
And should we combine these or do we have
to? I think we're supposed to do them separate. Or does it? Kathy?
Pardon?
Can we do these two together? Or?
Yeah, you can all.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You can continue.
Continue with the motion. Motion to approve an ordinance amending the termination date of the motor vehicle tax and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Poulter. Discussion. Let me back up. These are just because I know there's some discussion at committee. This motion is to leave the rates the same as they are in the current year, and that is the recommendation of the staff and my recommendation as well. I understand there was some discussion to look at lowering the fees. While I applaud that discussion, just the sewer. The sewer fund itself, if you look at the structural deficit, there's about a $700,000 to $800,000 structural deficit. Realistically, we should actually be looking at increasing these to pay for itself. We're going to use about $600,000 to $700,000 next year's budget, and then it's going to go over $1 million following year's budget out of the general fund to help plug that. And those are dollars we're going to be using for roads, for equipment. So that's my recommendation, that's staff's recommendation, but obviously I'll open up for discussion. Mr. Transier.
I always appreciate keeping costs either at a minimum or at the same as we pay right now. This goes into the discussion of the future water supply. These rates are going to go way up once we figure out what we're going to do with the long-term water plan. So if we can keep them on an even keel or even reduce them until the time when we have to raise them, I'm all for it.
No, it's a good discussion point, though. Where do we need to be? I wanted to look at that, and for this fiscal year, it does make sense where they're at. But moving forward, if we have the opportunity to reduce some, you know, obviously we're talking some enterprise funds for two of these accounts. So if one is doing significantly better than the other, we want to make sure that those lines are going where they need to, being enterprise types of funds. So obviously the water rate is a big deal, but that I think is going to be more addressed on water rates, water bills themselves, as compared to just the tap on fee that we have here. So this is always something I'm glad we have a sunset on it. So it is necessary to review every year. So I'm glad we're doing it.
Other questions or comments? Thank you. Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Funkhauser?
Nothing.
Excellent. Thank you. Park Board, Tim, do you have anything from the Park Board? Are you out there? Oh, yeah, I see you. Tim, you're over there.
No report, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I'm waving my hand in for no report. Okay, thank you very much. Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, are you out there somewhere? Oh, there you are. You're right above Tim on my screen, at least. Go ahead. Tell us. Oh, let me, I guess I should ask for the motion first, and then you can tell us about it. So the first one we have, PZC 2101 and EDC 21-19 Cox Landscaping Rezoning and Special Use of 1.5 Mile Review. This is right on Route 34, right behind Susie's, in case anyone's familiar with Susie's. I'm not real familiar with it, but come on now. Anyway, I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So
second.
I heard Transier and Milshewski is who I heard. Okay, Christy, anything we need to be aware of with this?
Sure, this is an unincorporated parcel. We have the ability to review it as part of our mile and a half jurisdiction. The petitioner is just asking to rezone part of their property that has an existing landscape business and to identify it as a special use. It's been in existence, been legally non-conforming. They just want to conform to the county's regulations. Planning and zoning didn't have an issue with it, and we recommend to not oppose it.
Questions or comments from council? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yeah.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulas?
Here.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And next, looking for a motion to approve PZC 2102 and EDC 2120 Cordero Real Estate Rezoning 1.5 mile review. Is there a motion?
There's a motion.
Mr. Koch, is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Milshewski. Christy, you want to tell us about this, please?
Sure. This is another county rezoning. This one is from ag to manufacturing. This is for a tree service business, and the parcel is located in an area that's near the city's future West Haven development. Because that is a change to a more intense land use, staff did review it thoroughly, and we are comfortable recommending, not opposing this request because of the location of where any future manufacturing business is on the site would be toward the rear because of the topography. So staff is confident in recommending us not to oppose the rezoning of the county.
Questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarullis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Christy?
No.
Thank you. You moved over here. I mean, bounce around. Now it's spread out. It's like big eagle wings or albatross wings. Okay, city council report. Mr. Frieders, do you have anything from where are you, San Diego?
Yes, I do. On the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation, we're up in 40 different cities and 19 different states across the country. And then the Frame Project, which is called Things We Don't Say, craft beer and mental health. This morning, we're at 133 breweries in 5 different countries. I'm pretty excited about it. Thanks again.
Thank you. That's exciting. Other council members have anything? No? Okay. City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports. Are there any of those? No? Staff report?
No reports.
Does staff ever have any reports?
Sometimes.
Okay. I assume I know about those ahead of time. Okay. Mayor's report continued. Prairie Point building update. We did the tours. Bart, anything you want to offer? I think 60 elected for tours. Go ahead if you have anything to offer.
We did 6 tours, 2 people declined. We are still crunching some input from the architects on value engineering and the cost estimates. I would anticipate that some point here in April we will have a better update for you on some of those things. And we're continuing to work away.
Questions or comments on the tours? And I thank you all for the opportunity. Along the lines of Prairie Point, I've asked staff to move forward with bond, to get going on the bonds. The interest rates are starting to tick up a little bit.
Right.
And I thought about this. I said, you know, we need to move forward. So probably, maybe the next meeting or the meeting after, correct, Rob? So it'll be sometime in April, we'll be voting on the bonds. Just want to give everyone an update on that. And that's all I have in Prairie Point. And then the next thing is the budget. Do you have anything on the budget?
I have no presentation prepared. We're here for questions and answers. If you have it.
We discussed the last meeting. Go ahead, Mr. Hill.
So the bonds that the mayor just mentioned, those are in the fact in our next budget, and we can see those in the rain.
They are. It's reflected at the maximum bond amount of $8.625 million. And then additionally, as we talked about as part of our fiscal year 21 budget amendment, we've got an additional $300,000 or $350,000 in money set aside from fiscal year 21 to go towards the building project too. So we show up the budget currently as a max bond amount plus that savings on top of it for total spending. But we, as the mayor said, probably make a decision at the next meeting or the meeting thereafter as to what the bond amount should be. And then the bond ordinance itself and the sale will probably occur the first meeting in May. So it's in there, and we get to make the decision here in the next couple of meetings as to how that impacts the budget.
How did you guys had to put a rough number for the interest rate, right? So you use something we have now, or like you just mentioned, it going up?
Yeah, our financial advisors prepared it based on, you know, their analysis of where the market is going. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. Rob, feel free to chime in if you know it. But yeah, they had recommended an interest rate associated with the debt service schedule.
Sorry, John, but it's coming loose. Why? I don't know, because I haven't really been doing anything that's in there. Anything else, Mr. Koch? Sorry. Other questions for Bart? Mr. Funkhauser?
So obviously the
she's talking to me home.
Yeah, I need her. Size conversations.
She's talking to someone at home. Go ahead, Mr. Funkhauser.
That was super cute.
what's the day today, right?
So the federal government passed a $1.9 trillion bill for stimulus project, and that's going to bring us approximately $2 million. Is that what we were anticipating?
2.55, and we know for sure that we're going to receive the first half of that probably within the next 2 months here, and the second half is a year from then. So none of that is reflected in the budget because they haven't finalized the Treasury rules as to how we qualify that. If it'll be on the CARES, we basically just certify police payroll or something else, send us the money, or if they're going to ask us for proposals ahead of time. So we do believe that it will be as restrictive or less restrictive than the CARES funds were. We just don't know that for sure yet, which is why it's not reflected in the budget.
Okay, but we're not accounting for that, so as soon as we get that, that's an influx of funds to the budget. So when we were talking 2 weeks ago about our surplus of the $2 million, that's now been rolled into the proposed budget that we're talking about, since we eliminated the amendment. So on top of that, we're going to have, within the next year or so, do you think that monies are going to come in two fiscal years?
I do.
Okay.
Although I don't think that the language of the timing is mandatory. I think it's more just like, you know, it has to be within 12 months from when you get the first one. So, you know, a lot can change at the federal level.
The potential is to be over two fiscal, but at least we know half of that does come in the one fiscal year, the first fiscal year.
Yes, we just don't know what we can use it for exactly yet. Water for sure, that seems pretty clear. I just don't know if you're going to be able to use it for roads or anything else like that. It might just be something you have to put towards utilities.
That's going to be a big unknown for us, but we will have an influx. So I'm just trying to go through this. I know we talked to Public Works at length about all those pieces of equipment that we wanted to work in and see what we can do, what we need to do. So there's a lot of discussion there, and that's still being worked through for some of those, which is good. I know also, admin, we talked some of the other bigger picture items, we're going to be bringing those in. So a chunk of that $2 million has been given consideration for committee to incorporate it without any reservation. So, but there are a couple of things that still consideration is being done. But as I looked at this and thinking, okay, we've got $2 million surplus because the city did really well. We were very conservative. We had $780,000 in care funds. MFP's up $500,000. We have the sales tax numbers are way up due to the Supreme Court Wayfair decision. So the city's doing very, very well financially, plus we're going to receive more. I'm kind of thinking, you know, I know we need to fix some of these deficiencies of equipment, but also we're sitting up here, we're looking pretty dang good with our finances right now because we've done a good job. But also I know there are others that are struggling individually. We've done a good job for helping businesses, but we're not doing as much for individual residences. I'd like to, you know, throw out that consideration with some of our surplus, knowing we're going to receive even more. Is it possible to do some type of a rebate for the residents with some of that money? I mean, we're doing pretty damn good. We've got a great surplus, we've got a great reserve fund, so I'm thinking, can we do something directly back with a rebate?
Thank you for your comments. Others? Anything else, Bart?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Rob, you still in one day?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Additional business. Is there any additional business? I have none. Citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments from citizens here?
This,
yeah, please go to the microphone. Just state your name for the record.
Yeah, Lucas Robinson with the record. Mr. Olson, he said that was 2.55 for the federal stimulus. Is that a confirmed figure?
Yes, according to the latest guidance from the federal government.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I guess I could ask, are there other questions from the press? Okay. Do you want to do executive session or do not? You want to do it next meeting? Next meeting tonight, okay. Okay, I have nothing else. Is your motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Blocher, Coke?
Yes.
I heard 70 yeses. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 1 hour, not too bad. Thank you all.